Greetings again, Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, bringing our third episode of our daily Lenten devotion to you. It's Friday, February 19th. And remember, the theme this week for Mary Alice Mulligan is, what does it mean to go with Jesus? That's our first week theme. What does it mean to go with Jesus? And today we've got another great little devotion about who we are in terms of our bodies and ourself. And what does it mean to go with Jesus as this person, this earthly being we are? How do we make a living sacrifice to God with what we have been given? So we're going to read a little from Romans, the letter to the church in Rome from the Apostle Paul. We're going to hear a little devotion from Mary Alice Mulligan. We're going to hear a little Rumi send-off and a prayer. So we've got some nice music from Tim Janis in the background. Some soothing sounds. Hinting of spring. Amen. Good day for that. We've got the apple harvest candle, and we've got this chamomile. Cozy chamomile. Ah, yes. Lubricating the throat there. Well, we begin the third day of Lent with a scripture reading. So let's prepare ourselves for what's coming to us today. This is the Holy Word of God. This is truth. This is living word for today. Inside this passage today that we're reading, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Let's hear what the Lord has to say through these words. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will accept. When you think of what He has done for you, is this too much to ask? Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will know what God wants you to do, and you will know how good and pleasing and perfect His will really is. The Apostle Paul. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. And here's Mary Alice Mulligan's devotion for today. Did you ever notice how some people are just sure their trip is going to be a disaster? And others are just as sure their trip is going to be a magnificent experience. You can hear them in line at the airport or as you pay for gas at the station on the highway. Quote, I am so afraid that... dot, dot, dot. Or, quote, I am so excited that, dot, 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 unquote. And most of the time, each of them is correct. Someone once said, in life, you get what you expect. Of course, this isn't always true, but especially on a spiritual journey, preparing for an important experience sets the stage for it. So, what will you do to prepare? Remember that image of placing your hand in the hand of Jesus as the journey of Lent began? Romans 12 invites us to Romans 12 invites us to put our whole selves into Jesus' hands. Can you imagine that? Of course, God doesn't have body parts, but you can sense the experience nonetheless. Holy, outstretched hands, ready to receive everything you are. All your weaknesses, all your frustrations, all your good intentions, even your physical weaknesses, and strengths. You are invited to turn them over to God. And when you pour everything into God's care, all that you are becomes holy and acceptable to God. Indeed, you are a holy sacrifice, and this is your spiritual worship. Amen. Now, if you have your pad with you in whatever way, shape, or form it might be existing, some tips on what to note down today. Perhaps you can note down how it really feels to rest in God's holy presence, how that's different, and what it might mean when God presents Himself to you. What is your comfort and your joy? How do you receive God's acceptance and make your life your worship, which is pleasing to God? Today we've got a nice little poem from Rumi. It's called Two Kinds of Intelligence, and I'll read it through twice. Two Kinds of Intelligence by Rumi. There are two kinds of intelligence. One, acquired as a child in school, memorizes facts and concepts from books and from what the teacher says, collecting information from the traditional sciences as well as from the new sciences. With such intelligence, you rise in the world. You get ranked ahead or behind others in regard to your competence in retaining information. You stroll with this intelligence in and out of fields of knowledge, getting always more marks on your preserving tablets. Well, there is another kind of tablet, one already completed and preserved inside you, a spring overflowing its spring box, a freshness in the center of the chest. This other intelligence does not turn yellow or stagnate. It's fluid, and it doesn't move from outside to inside through the conduits of plumbing learning. The second knowing is a fountainhead from within you, moving out. Two Kinds of Intelligence by Rumi. There are two kinds of intelligence. One, acquired. As a child in school memorizes facts and concepts from books and from what the teacher says, collecting information from the traditional sciences as well as from the new sciences. With such intelligence, you rise in the world. You get ranked ahead or behind others in regard to your competence in retaining information. You stroll with this intelligence in and out of fields of knowledge, getting always more marks on your preserving tablets. There is another kind of tablet, one already completed and preserved inside you, a spring overflowing in spring box, a freshness in the center of the chest. This other intelligence does not turn yellow or stagnate. It's fluid, and it doesn't move from outside to inside through the conduits of plumbing learning. This second knowing is a fountainhead from within you, moving out. Amen. And now let us pray. Holy God, with the confidence of a child, I rest in your supportive arms, my heavenly parent. Amen.